Anybody else here wishing to speak in support of the pending legislation? Ms. Ahern, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, Representative Gremlich and esteemed members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Beth Ahern, and I am the Director of Government Affairs for Maine Conservation Voters. We are a nonprofit dedicated to protecting Maine's environment, democracy, and climate future. Today, we are here to support LE 1847 and commend the Department of Environmental Protection for crafting the bill and to Senator Curry for presenting it. We believe that offshore wind is a critical component for Maine to transition to a clean energy economy and for us to meet our ambitious greenhouse gas reduction and clean energy goals. As you've heard, Maine can benefit economically as well as environmentally if we develop offshore wind and ports to support that industry. Many good paying jobs will be created that can support Maine families. But the current site law visual impact standards would essentially prohibit offshore wind ports from being permitted because the cranes, as you've heard, and the wind turbines are very tall, 750 to 850 feet, and they wouldn't fit harmoniously into the existing natural environment, nor would they not adversely affect existing uses and scenic character. Those are the visual impact standards in the current site law. LE 1847 would not require the DEP or the Land Use Planning Commission to determine that an offshore wind terminal meets the current visual impact standards in the site law, but it would require that adverse impacts on scenic character be minimized to the maximum extent possible and that the best practical mitigation is used to reduce visual or scenic impacts. This change in the standards is necessary if we're going to build an offshore wind industry. We in the environmental community have been really good at saying no. As Bill McKibben recently wrote in the Mother Jones magazine, it's time progressives like me learn to love the green building boom. We're at a hinge moment now when solving our biggest problems, environmental and also social, means we need to say yes to some things, solar panels and wind turbines and factories to make batteries and mines to extract lithium, things you all hear about. In the article, McKibben wrote about a wind farm proposed on a beloved mountain, which was defeated on aesthetic grounds. But for him, the challenge to the character of the place I loved came from not, and I quote, not building these wind turbines, because to him, climate change poses a much bigger threat to the trees and the mountain itself. He states that, and again, I quote, some NIMBY, not in my backyard passion, will need to be replaced by some YIMBY, yes, in my backyard enthusiasm. And I quote the article. I just found it so inspirational, and I was so glad that Bill McKibben is saying this. And I commend, really, Senator Curry is a YIMBY, and I love that about him. So I ask that you, too, be YIMBYs and support the changes to the site law that are needed that will allow us to build offshore wind that will benefit our planet. And I also wanted to just answer, I don't know if it was you, Senator Blyford. So just many of my colleagues are actually in Bangor today and tomorrow because the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is up there talking about offshore wind development. They're having a 2-day conference. So many environmental and labor partners are up there. They're talking about how, you know, the lease process. So we'll gain a lot of information.
Thank you, Ms. Ahern. Any questions from Ms. Ahern? I have a question. I want to identify as a YIMBY. Your quote in Mother Jones, my assumption is you agree.
Absolutely.
Wholeheartedly. Because, and it was my question to the commissioner as well in terms of the subjectivity around, yes, scenic impression. How does your, you know, I'm going to put you on the hook a little bit in terms of representing the environmental community, because here you are. How does the environmental community square that?
It's a really great question. And I have to say, unfortunately, the environmental community is not monolithic. We have some organizations who are, you know, will fight any development of an offshore wind, a marshalling facility on Sears Island. So I think there is subjectivity in that standard. And I think that the department works really hard, and Ms. Halliwell is, you know, better equipped to answer. But I think that the, you know, they try to minimize that subjectivity with best practicable. And, you know, it just seems that they're, you know, and then what is best practicable? But you've hit on it. I think there is an area of subjectivity there.
Appreciate it. Any other questions for Mr. Hearn? Representative Woodsum.
Thank you. So your group is beginning to think broader because of climate change.
Yes. And we can't say on one hand that we have an existential threat and then fight clean energy development. It just that hypocrisy drives me crazy.
So would your group consider looking at the 100 megawatt limit that has been facing Maine for years and years?
Oh, for the for hydro?
Hydro.
You know, we've talked about that and we haven't landed. Yeah.
Keep talking.
We'll do, Representative.
Any other questions for Ms. Ahern? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time with us this morning. Anybody else here to speak in support of LD 1847? Anybody here to speak in opposition? Anybody here to speak neither for nor against? I will close the public hearing on LD 1847. We have a series of work sessions starting at 1 o'clock, and we will reconvene at that time.